Remember the third question in the Anglican Catechism. Question: how should we read the Bible? Answer: we should read the Bible with the desire and prayer that through it God will speak to us by his Holy Spirit and to enable us to know him and to do his will. Whenever you read the Bible or hear it read as the church gathers together, pray that God will speak to you and to the whole community through the scriptures. The prayer which Eli taught Samuel is a good one to learn by heart and to use regularly. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Listening is rarely easy. According to 1 Kings 19, God speaks gently and softly. His word came to Elijah the prophet, not through an earthquake or wind or fire, but through a still, small voice, in the Authorized Version, or the sound of sheer silence, in the NRSV. In Psalm 46 we are told, "Be still and know that I am God." This means taking time with a text to read it carefully and normally several times, as we've done throughout Pilgrim. It may mean looking up any difficult or unfamiliar words. It will mean pondering carefully words and phrases which strike us, discerning in each passage and each verse what fresh insight God has for us today. It may mean learning short phrases or verses by heart, so we can return to them again and again as we have need. What we draw from the scriptures will vary day by day and year by year. Often, we may be drawn deeper into an encounter with God. Sometimes we will receive new insight into ourselves or our own lives. There will be moments of deep encouragement and occasionally challenge. Our minds may be changed. Sometimes there will be questions which we need to take to a friend who can help us. Finally, to listen in the Bible always carries the meaning of to obey. To be like the second house builder, the one who listens to the words of Jesus and goes away and puts them into practice. Attending to the scriptures day by day means allowing them to shape our words, our actions, and our lives.